Morning Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Got no reason for the things I fear, the things that plague me when I see.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Danny Zimmern, and I'm joined by
Hannah Zimmern.
How about that? Same last name.
Easy enough.
Yeah, so you had that same last name your whole life?
Yep, and it's been great, I must say.
It comes with benefits and a couple of costs, I guess.
That comes with just being your daughter.
Yeah, amen.
Said with the most love, of course.
And I could hear it in your voice, too.
It's early. Don't judge the voice.
Okay.
John, how are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
Fine. Well, Hannah and I are sitting in for Andrew, who is on holiday vacation, Christmas vacation. I think he's like Virginia or somewhere. He's up north somewhere.
Well, I was thinking more like Canada or something.
Oh, he might well be.
Oh, that's a
I don't
lot
know if
more
they're
going to.
I don't know if they're going to let him back in the country, but...
Oh, well, this is it. This is our last day.
I know, right?
Just so you know, get it out of the way. Don't ask, you know? I always say to people, don't invite me if you don't expect me to come. So that's true. So anyway, good morning, Pensacola. Hannah and I are going to have some fun today. We're going to kind of turn today into a little bit of a Mardi Gras show. We're excited about that. Of course, our day job and the way we pay for our chicken at the grocery store is real estate. But Mardi Gras is kind of a volunteer dynamic that has gotten to be a big machine. And there's always something new that makes it exciting and it makes it fun. And it's hard to just juggle all the balls sometimes. But we're doing the best we can, of course. Amy Newman was around when we first did this 25 years ago, and we did it because of you, Hannah, really, and Amy's kids. Y'all were all young, and we got to get a old dumpy trailer we borrowed, actually.
We ended up painting it purple, green, and gold eventually.
Yep, we borrowed it, and it was so old and bad, they said, keep it. But we did, and you and some of your other school friends, whose parents would let us, we were the last float in the parade. We scraped up enough money to put a banner that said something on the side that identified everybody. And
the fun part for that for me was that, you know, my birthday is always right there. So not only did I get to go in a parade, it was normally a very fun birthday celebration.
That's true. I told you in private I threw you a parade.
And I loved every second of it.
And you believed me, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, for a good long time.
Be careful. Be careful what you believe. So, but we did. We had a bunch of the young folks in the parade, and we were able to scrape together a few people to help us. We have a couple of folks that have been with us the entire time,
yeah,
25 years.
Some of them even before the 25 years,
right.
Really, the literal entire time you've done this.
Right. We lined up floats for somebody else, basically, and we ended up lining floats up for two different people. And then as it moved, but we did it our way, you know, and I can understand when were not a whole lot of entries, how you could tell everybody where they were going to be. And at the time,
oh, that's really kind of different. I mean, as everything that I know in my adult life now, I mean, it is so large that it would be very difficult to do it any other way. I couldn't even imagine it.
Yeah. We basically put people by the block, and we have gotten so full. When we first did this 25 years ago, John, we had about 18 entries. It might have been 17.
Really?
Entries in the parade. And then last year we had 230.
That's crazy.
And so
it's grown.
It's over 6,000 people in the parade, not at the parade, in it. And we cram all those people into four blocks very safely, I must say. That sounds a little scary, but we really do. I mean, it's a lot of coordination with police and city and permits and creating maps. And we spend a lot of time zoomed in on the aerial view of Google Maps of downtown Pensacola, we're intimately familiar with the bookmarked page.
Yep, yep. So I think the Google, is that what you're talking about? The
yeah.
Google aerial, satellite aerial, was Parade Day.
Yeah.
And so that was there.
Oh,
a long,
that's cool.
That for a long time.
For a long time. I think it. I don't think it is anymore, but it was for a really long time.
Yeah, that I forgot about that. That was great.
Mm-hmm.
But it was fantastic, and Mardi Gras has really come a long way. I think people have heard the story about that, how we got involved. It's kind of a fun story for those of you who are driving at 5:15 a.m. and listening. How long do I have, John? Can I tell my story?
Oh, you've got another. You know what? Let's save the story. Let's go to a commercial break real quick.
Okay.
And then we'll come right back, and then you've got all the time you need.
Oh, well, I doubt that.
Okay. Well, I was just trying to be, trying to be nice.
All right. Thanks.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
10 athletes will face the toughest job interview in fitness that will push past physical and mental breaking points. You are the fittest of the fit. Only one of you will leave here with an iFit contract for $250,000.
This is when mindset comes in.
Someone will be eliminated.
Pressure is coming down.
Trainer Games on Prime Video January 8th. Watch the trailer on trainergames.com.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us today at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Looking for something new? Try fencing, the Olympic and Paralympic sport that mixes speed, strategy, and fun. It's like chess meets cardio. Quick feet, quick decisions, and a satisfying beep when you score a point. Kids, teens, and adults can start anytime. No experience needed, and many clubs have loaner gear. Coaches teach fundamentals and safety from day one. Find a beginner class near you at usafencing.org/tryfencing. That's usafencing.org/tryfencing.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. I'm Danny Zimmern, joined by
Hannah Zimmern
and Woody Dobson, who's just in the studio hanging out. We're excited to have Woody become a member of our family. So we're eating dried beans and potatoes till we can
till the wedding
is over. Yeah. John, first deal that we're making today a little bit of a Mardi Gras show and having some fun with it. So you got to find some Mardi Gras music. I'm just saying, no big deal. You're driving a big board over there.
A big bus, yes.
Yeah, but you're gonna have to figure that out. I'm saying, otherwise, I'm gonna sing. So
you know
John,
what I think
find
that,
the music, John.
I think that might be entertaining.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever.
I mean, I'm recording it, so you know.
This would be the best day ever for, you know, other stations. if I sang. It's kinda like the new mayor of New York is the best realtor in the state of Florida.
Yeah, he is. I bet. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So anyway, so we lined up the floats for the group that did Mardi Gras, me and two or three buddies. Buddy asked me to do it, and we lined up floats for two or three Mardi Gras with them, and we did it for a T-shirt, and that was pretty fun. And then those folks, but you know, life changed after 26 or 7 years. They did it. They just said they weren't going to do it anymore, and the parade went to the Fiesta folks who did it for a year, and they said, we'll do it if Danny will line up the floats. And they asked me. I said, we would. So the guy that I was helping got a job that wouldn't allow him to line the floats up anymore. And so I kind of took that over for that 1 year, and we did it. It was fine. I made him throw in beer the first year. So now we had beer and T-shirts. And so everybody had a big day that day, and we had a good time, and we lined up the floats and did that and went off. And, you know, back then downtown was basically, I hate to say it, dead. There were nothing but real estate signs in the windows, and people just loved closing streets to bring folks downtown because nobody ever came downtown ever. And there, guess what? There was no parking problem because nobody ever came downtown.
It was easy.
Yeah, and the land development code changed, allowing 100% discount on required parking for businesses. So all of a sudden, people could just rent a storefront and open up, and parking all became the city's issue, and they started doing well and more and more. So the rest of that, we'll talk. We have 4 hours, but or 5 hours, I guess, 4 hours. So, but Fiesta put it on. We lined up the floats. We had a big time. And after the parade, they said they didn't want to do it anymore. They wanted to focus on Fiesta, basically. There were a couple of reasons for that. And, you know, those are their directives. So it wasn't really up to us. So they asked if we would take it over, me and my buddies. And I asked Amy, you know, who had started working with us and has become a real family with us. And Amy Newman, do we want to do this? And she said, you know, well, probably. So I asked them for a budget, and they gave us a budget. And the budget, whole budget for the entire parade was $15,000, and $1,500 of that was for insurance. And I thought, no big deal. So back then, you couldn't go out to get an insurance quote until 30 days before the event. Times have really changed, but you couldn't even go out for a quote then for something new like us. So no problem. We decided we'd add about 20% to that. So we tried to raise about $1,800 for insurance, or, you know, about $18,000 or $19,000, $20,000 to put the parade on, which is what it took to clean up and portalettes and signage and road closure stuff and everything we had to do. And it was enough, and it would have left us a little margin of a couple of $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 maybe, if things went right. And so we did that. I said I would do it based on that with Fiesta, and I got him to throw in a bottle of bourbon with that. So
slowly
now
creeping up there. Huh?
Now we had free T-shirts, free beer, and a bottle of bourbon. It was a beautiful day for that. For that 26 year ago parade, it was give or take, it was about 18 floats. It might have been 17, but with that said, it went off without a hitch. It was a beautiful day. The crowd was huge, and so the guy that was in charge of streets, the policeman, PPD officer, who was kind of in charge of all that, he was the constant through the change. And somebody from the newspaper showed up, and this was the old days with the pads and the pen, you know, the long pad and the pen, and they wanted to, you know, some quotes from the day. This was back when the newspaper, by the way, was printed only, and we didn't have cell phones really. So anyway, they sent the newspaper reporter over to me and said, man, it was just a beautiful day. How many people were here? And I had that bourbon, you know? And so I said, I bet you there's 100,000 people here. And I was really kind of kidding. You know, I mean, that's just what I...
What you said.
Well, that's just what came out. And it wasn't planned. And so anyway, he printed it in the paper that there were 100,000 people here. So fast forward ahead, here we are. They ask us to take it over. And the 30 days before the parade, we had raised about $18,000 or $20,000 in sponsor commitments and in entry fees, and we went out for insurance. That took about 2 weeks. So about 2 weeks before the parade, 2 weeks before the parade, the first quote came back at like $16,000 for insurance. Literally the entire amount of our full budget, not being able to pay for anything else. So, this was crazy. I said, you got to get another bid. We're trying. And so they got a second one, and the second one came in a little less. It was like $15,000. And so, that was crazy. And I said, why? They go, we don't know. This was the old Fisher Brown folks, and they were great. They were great to us. But they called the underwriters and said, what is this? The previous one was so little. And that, of course, what they said was, there's 100,000 people that come to that parade. They read the newspaper clipping. So we had to write the check and put on Mardi Gras out of our checkbook, which cost Hannah new clothes that year, but we did for $10,000 or $12,000 and put it on. And that's when we kind of realized that we would have to grow to make it really work, Now,
talk about a learning moment.
But it's interesting because, insurance, we did get it to come way down. We never have had any issues, and it's the city police department, PPD, keeps things safe. So,
they are so good. Yeah. They're so good with us, and we don't have to worry. It's great.
Well, I think that they know we do what we say, yeah, and we try to understand it all, but we've now been through this 25 years, and at this point, we kind of know how things roll and how parades roll and how...
We at least know how ours do.
and we know what they need, and we've learned over the years, like pets. The city doesn't want any pets.
Golf carts.
There's so many different pieces, and one of those pieces is interesting. It kind of head in the headlines now for different reasons, but cars used to come down and park in those parking bays on Palafox and kind of turn it into a tailgate. And so one time somebody put a little motorhome in one of those. It wasn't a big one, it's one of those looks like a van front, but it was a motorhome, and nobody could hide behind them could see. And there was a young lady on top of that motorhome doing some stuff she shouldn't have done. And so it was just a problem in every direction. And people were throwing the living stew out of beads at them because of that girl on the top. And it clicked on me. And I went afterwards, I went to the insurance person at City of Pensacola. And I said, who is... Who's liable for that girl on top if she fell off or if beads broke a window in their vehicle or whatever? And he said, well, you are. That's your parade route. You've got to control that. And so it was at that moment that it all sort of crystallized. We have to get cars off the parade route for multiple reasons. People behind them can't see, particularly South Palafox, but all of the parade route can't see. It's a liability for all of us. On top of everything else, I frankly don't think it's safe. There are crews who have big beads.
Big.
Yeah, and
they're
all
super cool.
All sorts of things. I mean, frankly, some of that stuff they throw is probably illegal. Who knew there's a code for the size of and weight of things you could throw in a parade? But there is.
We do. It's in our rules and regulations.
As for example, you can't have big moon pies. You have to have the little baby moon pies. That's the purpose of those, to meet code almost everywhere, probably in America at this point. I don't know, but at least here in Pensacola, in the city. So, we get those cars off the road, but now Palafox is being reimagined, and those parking bays on South Palafox are largely going away, making Palafox much more pedestrian friendly and reimagined. And Mardi Gras is taking it upon itself to get involved with that, with the city. And we're going to have second lines downtown on Palafox every Tuesday, starting at about 5:30, somewhere in the loop between Main and Garden on Palafox. The street will be closed, but we're going to second line on the sidewalks as they close in on us. I know at the end of, towards the end of all this, the sidewalks are going to get down to 6 or 8 feet. wide. Before that, I think it's going to be a while. I don't believe that's going to be an immediate situation.
And we're just going to adapt. We're good at that. We're just going to kind of get down there and get in there.
That's what the Mardi Gras community does, is change every year. It changes every year, and there's always sort of something. And you know, we only have two rules for Mardi Gras. We had to come up with rules pretty quickly because we get challenged all the time with things. But rule number one is you don't have to make everybody happy, but you can't make anybody mad. We essentially lose money, considering time and investment that we have in Mardi Gras of our own. We essentially lose money. And if you lose money, why would you make people mad? If we were billionaires, we wouldn't mind making people mad. All right, I'm Danny Zimmern.
I'm Hannah Zimmern.
And this is Pensacola Mardi Gras Radio Show in the Morning, standing in for Andrew McKay. We'll be right back.
News. I'm Paul Stevens. The U.S. conducting deadly Christmas Day strikes on ISIS targets in Nigeria due to the ongoing killing and kidnapping of Christians. President Trump making the announcement on Truth Social.
The Department of War executed numerous perfect strikes, as only the United States is capable of doing. Under my leadership, our country will not allow radical Islamic terrorism to prosper.
Fox's Madison Scarpino. Meantime, Mr. Trump also warning that any additional attacks will continue if the killing of Christians also continues. The New York City area under a winter storm warning.
We are going to see snow in the Northeast. Ice storm warnings have been upgraded across parts of Western PA. Winter weather advisories in place for millions of people impacted, especially when it comes to travel.
Fox Weather's Jane Minar. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 5:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne, 62, and a foggy start to our morning. We'll get to our forecast with Brooke Richardson here in just a few minutes. Well, Pensacola's plan to hire Bayou District Consulting for the Baptist Hospital redevelopment could get another chance. The News Journal reporting that multiple city council members are open to bringing Bayou District back in for reconsideration. That contract was rejected earlier this month after large public opposition over fears of gentrification and displacement on the city's west side. Council members cited concerns about the selection process and past meetings held with the Bayou District Foundation. However, some council members tell the News Journal that they are open to revisiting that proposal. The decision could come down to Councilman Delarian Wiggins, who was a key voice in the opposition, and the councilman representing the district affected by the Baptist project. He flipped from supporting the contract to voting against it at the meeting earlier this month. The decision ultimately would rest with the city council. Now, there's new ice skating rink being planned for Pace. Plans have been submitted to the Santa Rosa County to potentially build a rink on Woodbine Road. The proposed facility would be 23,000 square feet. It would include locker rooms, concession stands, and a 146-space parking area. Property owner Jennifer Burkhart says there's a big demand for ice sports in the area, with waiting lists of 150 to 200 people for existing programs. The rink would serve hockey and figure skating, but also be available to host birthday parties and community events. Burkhart is hoping the facility could be operational by the end of next year. A motorcyclist was killed in a vehicle crash in Baldwin County. This happened on Wednesday night. Gary Jordan from Axis was pronounced dead at the scene after being thrown from his Yamaha motorcycle on Interstate 65 near the 43-mile marker. The crash happened around 1:20 in the morning. Jordan was hit by an Atmore man driving a Hyundai Sonata. The driver was taken to North Baldwin Hospital in Bay Minette for his injuries. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency is investigating that crash. Well, another government shutdown could just be weeks away. Congress faces a January deadline to pass a budget. If they miss it, military installations across the nation could be facing a big disruption.
Yeah, we're we're going to be on the verge of a shutdown the end of next month. And so what you have got is we've got 12 different appropriation bills, all the different silos of like education or military, you name it. So we have gotten three of those bills passed.
Congressman Jimmy Patronis there, he says Congress is working to move appropriations bills through both chambers to avoid that shutdown. He is frustrated with lawmakers using budget deadlines as leverage. A shutdown, of course, could mean federal employees could be furloughed without pay again. Military operations could be delayed, and services could again be disrupted. Patronis says the House has passed three of those 12 appropriations bills so far. Well, if you find yourself in an automotive situation, there is an annual program that's underway right now and through Monday. AAA's Tow2Go program continuing through Christmas. The program assists stranded drivers and keeps impaired drivers off the road. It is operational through Monday. AAA says the free service will transport both the driver, an impaired driver, and their vehicle to a secure location within a 10-mile radius. That is open to both AAA members and non-members. It's 5:35 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast with meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first warning weather update. We are going to be looking at temperatures warming up today near 71 degrees after that fog burns off. Plenty of sunshine through the afternoon. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 61. As you head into Saturday, fog is going to be around in the mornings going into the afternoon. Partly cloudy skies, high near 71 degrees. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 60 degrees. Going into Sunday, we will have partly cloudy skies with that fog in the morning. Temperatures near 72 degrees. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
62, it's foggy out there. We'll get our next news at 6 and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Dan Loney with Your Money Now. Wall Street returns to trading after the Christmas break. It finished Wednesday session with record high closes for both the Dow Jones Industrials and the S&P 500. In fact, the S&P set new record closes in its last two trading sessions. Each index has added just less than 1% for the week so far. Barnes & Noble is gearing up to start the new year strong. The company says it plans to open 60 new stores in 2026, both in new markets and ones previously served. The bookseller says it's experiencing strong sales in its existing stores and has opened up new locations after more than 15 years of declining store numbers. A senior Trump official says roughly 25,000 people have expressed interest in joining the administration's group of engineers known as Tech Force, as the U.S. government looks to install staff with artificial intelligence experience in federal roles. The Trump administration will use that list to recruit software and data engineers. That's Your Money Now.
Princeton Grove, a new affordable housing community in Crestview, is now taking applications for one- and two-bedroom apartments. Princeton Grove features a resort-style swimming pool, pickleball court, dog park, state-of-the-art fitness center, Energy Star-rated appliances, granite countertops, and for a limited time, Princeton Grove is offering one-bedroom apartments for $799 and two bedrooms at $1099 without any application fees. Princeton Grove Apartments in Crestview. Location, community, quality living. All starts at Princeton Grove.
So a few years ago, my wife and I were looking to test drive a Honda Odyssey. We thought that was the car we wanted to buy. We weren't sure, and we always try to get a sense of what we're going to buy before we buy it. That way, we're not pressured at the time to figure out which one to buy and also, you know, actually finding the one. So we went test driving, and we couldn't find one. It was just not available. The model had changed with a new generation. The pre-owned certifieds were either purchased before you could actually drive them or they weren't able to be driven. And it was just an incredible problem for us. So we were searching to find a test drive. We found it at Frontier Motors. We weren't ready to buy a car. It was going to be 6 months. No big deal. But they had one, so we drove it. It was the color we liked. It was the trim level we wanted. And it was a great car with about 12 or 13,000 miles and a year old. We loved it. And we test drove it. And we're getting ready to leave. And they're like, well, do you want to look at a price? And I said, well, I'm not wanting to be rude. Okay. And they showed me the price, and I thought, well, that's good. Can you come down a little bit? And they said, yes. And I said, can you give us the day to think about it? And they said, yes. And I said, can you come down a little bit more the next day? And they said, yes. And I said, well, can we buy it? And they said, yes. And that was it. It was that easy to buy a great value, excellent car, exactly the thing we've been looking for. And we were really only looking to test drive it, but because they were so easy to work with, we went ahead and bought it. You can have that same kind of experience. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
What's fun and happening in Pensacola? You'll find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Join us Tuesday at 10 a.m. to find out what's going on in your resource centers, parks, recreation programs, and at the Community Maritime Park. It's a great month to get out and play Pensacola. Tune in Tuesday at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about.
Hi, this is Mary Hoxing. Merry Christmas, Pensacola. As we gather with family and friends this Christmas season, may your hearts be filled with joy and your homes with laughter. Wishing you all peace, love, and warmth from our family to yours. Merry Christmas.
Hi, I'm Front Desk Tina, and I'm wishing you and yours a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Santa Claus is coming.
Nibbling on sponge cake, watching the sun bake.
Now there's a song we all know. It's not Mardi Gras music, but it might as well be. You know, we're going to get there. I'm Danny Zimmern.
I'm Hannah Zimmern.
And we are sitting in for Andrew McKay, who is somewhere up north, and we know how well he'll fit in up there. But we hope he makes it back, because if he gives us more than 2 days on here, the FCC may be, you know, closing in on the Hoxings. You know, so we'll do our best not to get the station in trouble, John, okay?
All right. I appreciate that.
You have your finger on that button over there, that 7-second delay deal?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
oh,
good.
All it takes is just a second for me to press it.
I bet you know where it is, too.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
Especially with Andrew.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's funny. Well, we're kind of turning today's show into a Mardi Gras show. We have a bunch of fun guests coming on, including at least one of the Queen Priscus folks, we think, during the next 3 hours as we roll through this. We're having a bunch of fun. Hannah, what are some of your great memories of Mardi Gras in Pensacola growing up? You had a little different view than most people.
Oh, man, I sure did. I mean, I got to do all of the fun running around on the back end without having a whole lot of the responsibility. Would love to go back to that day, maybe, just a little. No, I mean, it was always really fun. I mean, when I went off to college, I went to school at LSU in Louisiana, and I was in Louisiana for Mardi Gras and wanted to come home. So, I mean, like, I remember my 21st birthday year, we split it. We came here and did Grand Parade weekend with all my friends. That was my
birthday present?
Yep, and it was all my college friends came with me, and we did the parade, and then we all piled into my tiny car and went over to
Lucy.
New Orleans. Yep, Lucy was the name of my car. And we all went over to New Orleans and enjoyed New Orleans. But over here,
yeah,
seeing...
I clearly was too busy to fight that.
Seeing, you know, my Louisiana friends who have been around Mardi Gras their entire life come over here and see what we do and how we do it and go, oh, wow, there's a whole other world of Mardi Gras outside of what we know. That's always really, really fun.
And at Pensacola's Mardi Gras is different. We're family friendlier. It's a safer sort of a Mardi Gras, that sort of thing.
And it feels it. Like, you can tell. I mean, one of the big, big, big differences is barricades. There aren't really barricades at New Orleans parades.
And a lot of them, yeah.
Yeah, and that's a really interesting. I saw that for the first time, and it totally scared the heck out of me because I just had no idea what was to stop anybody, you know? But all my friends would come and look around and just have good, clean fun. It was great. It was easy. It was fun to be around, easy to have a good time. I mean, you couldn't ask for more.
Well, the energy level is great on that Saturday parade day.
It's off the charts.
It's great in the parade lineup, and it's when all the crews are there together at their floats. They have a portalette on there. They have their own beverages. They have generally have food, and they're all in costume. And it's a multi-hour deal. We like to say the lineup starts at 9 for the 2 o'clock parade, but when we
which
get
is
there,
silly.
When
it's
we
not.
Get there at 6 something, yeah. There's floats there.
Yeah,
and we line up. Those 200 and something floats this year, we'd probably be bigger than ever, and which the city's coming down on us about that, by the way. But
well, and it's a really interesting thing because there's a parade the night before and there's a parade the day after. So these crews come in and they buckle up, they get ready, and they do what they call the trifecta weekend and hit all three parades. And so 7:30 Friday night, same parade route as the grand parade, and then 2 o'clock our parade on Saturday, and then what time is the parade on the beach?
I think it's also at 1.
Yeah, I think it might be somewhere around 1, 2:30, somewhere in there.
Yep. We're always too worn out, basically.
Oh man. And this year we decided to bring in the fun for more, for longer. Instead of the trifecta for 3 days, we've added a fourth day. So Thursday, February 12th, we have the Mardi Gras Mambo at the Pensacola Bay Center. And that right there is going to easily be the biggest Mardi Gras party Pensacola has ever seen.
Well, we're adding a bunch of Mardi Gras to that with tables and table decorations, and then crews coming on stage. And the entertainment is going to be a party, but that recreation inside a building of that parade lineup energy is
the goal
of Mambo. And there are a lot of people, for example, that Thursday, there are a lot of folks who are probably going to go to one of the Mardi Gras to our west, mm-hmm. and we hope they'll come spend that Thursday with us and see the Pensacola Mardi Gras community on parade, but inside of that building. And we're going to introduce the several members of royalty. We have some qualifications for that.
We do.
You know, because that's kind of the other rule that we have. We only have two. But the other rule is that everybody is welcome. As long as you can live by the rules, you're welcome. And now those rules may include filling out forms or having insurance or even paying an entry fee to be in the parade, those sort of things. But those are the rules. And if you're willing to live within those, and you do, you're welcome. We've had a really wonderful stretch of just being simple with those two rules. You don't have to make everybody happy, but you can't make anybody mad. And everybody's welcome. It's the biggest tent of anything, and I think it's just that's what makes it so unique. Mardi Gras is that you can hang out with a bunch of people who have the same interests as you and participate in our parade. John, do you keep going, or you want to? It's up to you.
Let's go ahead and take a quick break.
Okay.
And we'll be right back here on News Radio 92.3.
The Florida Bright Futures Scholarship isn't just about covering tuition. It can help you pursue your dreams at any Florida State University, community college, or eligible trade school. Whether you want to become a teacher, study engineering, learn a skilled trade, or start your own business, Bright Futures can help you achieve your goals. The best part? It's funded by the Florida Lottery, so when people play, students win. Visit floridabrightfutures.gov to learn more about your options, check your eligibility, and start your application. Your bright future starts here.
This message is brought to you by the Florida Lottery and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Saturday, take in the Palafox Market from 9 till 2, rain or shine. Pick up winter farm produce, plants, flowers, freshly made and baked foods, and one-of-a-kind items from the crafters who make them. The market is all up and down Palafox. The spirit of the holiday rings in downtown Pensacola as Winterfest continues. Enjoy the sights and sounds of the season. See visitpensacola.com for more. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, this is David Wayne, and I just want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas.
I'm a bad man.
Give me some of
that. Maybe I'm a madman in a woman's world.
Good morning, Pensacola. I'm Danny Zimmern, joined by
Hannah Zimmern.
And together, we're the Zimmern team, or part of a really great real estate team, the Zimmern team, with Levin Rinke, Tanya, my wife, your mother. She's my second wife.
And your first.
Yep. And your mother, you know, kind of leads the team. She's a fearless leader.
If you don't believe that, just try
crossing her. You know, she's going through a couple closings here by the end of the year, getting a little bit of a hard time.
Yeah, she's doing her best, though, fighting for her client.
Fighting for our clients. Yeah, that's absolutely right. And if you really look us up, the Zimmern team at Levin Rinke, and we hope to help you with your real estate needs. Now,
residential or commercial.
Now, Andrew says we can't give away commercials, but I think we just did. So, but that's okay. There's a price to pay, right? So, so we're also in our as our volunteer effort largely for the year, we put on Pensacola Mardi Gras. And what that means is we're the clearinghouse for all of Mardi Gras. We promote Mardi Gras across the region. Largely now, we're in, I think, our third year of a grant from the Tourist Development Council and the Board of County Commissioners in Escambia County to promote Mardi Gras regionally. And, you know, last year we scientifically studied, we hired a company to study the weekend of Mardi Gras, just Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, and then Fat Tuesday. And they did, and the results were amazing. We accounted for 11,000 hotel nights, about $25 million in spending just in those 3 days or 4 days, really. It was just amazing. We got 105 or 108 million impressions on our marketing across the region, and we could tell the number of people that were here from out of town were in the 20% something.
Oh man, it was a lot. I mean, it was great.
Yeah, and when they asked them how much everybody spent, they surveyed. I mean, it's crazy how Mardi Gras has become a real piece of the fiber of Pensacola. And we're super proud of adapting to different things, and of course, we've brought the Mambo in we've moved it to Thursday night. Before, the first two Mambos were interesting in the spirit of we did them on a Saturday night, and it's just too hard to other crews have balls, and we felt like we were adversely influencing those, or at least making them feel guilty that they couldn't come to our Mambo, and so many of them spoke out. So we listened, and that's how change sort of happens. And so we have moved the Pensacola Mardi Gras Mambo, a recreation of the energy of the parade lineup, into the Pensacola Bay Center on Thursday, February the 12th. And that's going to be a big night. Tell everybody about the entertainment, Hannah.
Yeah, so we are really excited this year. We've got Waka Flocka Flame headlining, and we've got performances from the Ying Yang Twins and DJ Jazzy Jeff, as well as the New Orleans Ramblers will be our second line processional and live brass band, and a fantastic performance by Mr. Big and the Rhythm Sisters. If you guys saw last year, they came, actually both of the past Mambos, they've been fantastic, given wonderful performances. And then our house DJ Mr. Lau, he'll be keeping us going all night. So it's a totally fantastic night of programming. And we've got some really cool stuff with the Mardi Gras cruise and a table decorating contest and some kind of special giveaway things. And I mean, it's just going to be bigger than it's ever been before.
Well, for Amy Newman and I and a few other select friends and who volunteer also, we make it a lot of fun. We've been doing this 25 years. This is our 25th anniversary, so we're going to have some fun with that. We're going to give crews some awards for their basically their age. So five year, 10 year, 15 year, 20 year, and then some individual crews who are older than 20 years. And it's crazy. Some of them are. I think
the oldest we have registered with us that's provided all their stuff is 72 and 75 years.
Years old. And
yeah.
And those two crews have been with us this whole time, and actually we're in our parade at 25 years ago, obviously. Yeah. So we're super proud about that.
It's so cool. I mean, and that's a testament too to how much Mardi Gras has grown is the crews. I mean, we on our website and that we know of, we have over 100 crews here locally. And they all, you know, have different specialties and different things that they care about, causes, all of that kind of stuff. And it's really, really cool to see how many and how much, you know, we do a royal processional, we call it, and we bring in all the crew royalty. So that's two people from every crew that submit royalty, and one of them there, two people from every crew join in our processional. And it's so cool to see it grow. It's so cool. I mean, it's here, and they have sashes so you can identify them and all those things. And all of a sudden it goes from 2 to 4 to 20 to 40, you know, and you just have tons and tons of royalty.
It was about 125 or so last year, something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, which is
hard
incredible.
To keep up with, but they did.
It's incredible. They
and
love
I think
it.
That people love seeing the royalty and the parade.
Well, they look great. I mean, it's hard not to, right? They've got crowns and scepters and cool costumes with glitz and glam, and some of them light up. And, you know, I mean, it's so cool the stuff that they do. And a lot of these crews make their stuff by hand, or, you know, spend a year creating it or making it or bedazzling it or whatever it is. Some crews bedazzle their own throws, you know? I mean, it's crazy the care that they put into this stuff.
Yeah, the decorated squirt guns and all sorts of crazy yeah. things, you know, hats. Yeah. But forming a crew is pretty easy. You get together with a group of people that you have the same interest in, and theoretically people you like. And
I hope.
And you hang out as a group, and you can do nothing but parade on Saturday as a group, and once a year make it an event. Or you can go all the way up to forming a corporation, forming a nonprofit corporation, 501c4, 501c3, an LLC, or even S or C corporations, and you can you can have all the rules. Everybody's crew is different. We're going to have some people in the next 3 hours come on and talk about their crews and what their crews are all about. But largely, those are folks who are active in the community, and I feel like having done this now for all these years, almost 30 when you count helping others, that these are people who are active and do a lot in the community. And almost mm-hmm. every crew helps a nonprofit, at least one, some multiple ones. So their whole mission is to support nonprofits. We'll hear from a couple of those folks, so to speak. And then some who just have one passion, like, breast cancer awareness is one crew's passion, the Yaya. So
it's really cool. A lot of these crews have created their own events and their own things to try to help their causes or things like that. And we're going to hear some of that today. And it's really something to be a part of. And that's why we like to say it's Mardi Gras for all y'all, because it is. There's
that's
something
Southern.
For everybody. Well, you know,
yep.
It's where we are.
Yep. That was an idea from Hummingbird. Mardi Gras for all y'all.
For all y'all.
And we appreciate Hummingbird.
Yeah,
so, but we get everybody in, and everybody gets to do whatever they want to do with their friends or folks and their crew that they want to be with under that umbrella of Mardi Gras. It's not like July the 4th where everybody's red, white, and blue. So that's part of that rule. Everybody is welcome as long as you can live by the rules. And we have over 100 crews now that sort of do that. We're going to honor a bunch of those during the season. And Mardi Gras kicks off next Saturday, Hannah.
Woo!
And that's the Pensacola Mardi Gras kickoff. The reason it's not on the 12th night, people call it the 12th night, because Mardi Gras kind of officially starts everywhere on the 12th night, January the 6th. It's just hard to have a huge party in Pensacola.
We tried. We tried for a couple of years, and it just wasn't what we needed. We
love
the Saturday.
And to close downtown with it when it's a day of business is hard. Now, because there is so much downtown. Downtown's thriving so much, so that's one of those things we've adapted to. But it's the kickoff this year, starts on January the 3rd. We'll have about 35 floats lined up on Jefferson and Palafox Streets, and Father Patrick will bless everybody those floats. We'll start inside of Seville Quarter with a royal processional. That's different than a processional of royalty, but a royal processional, which includes, scheduled to appear, but includes all the county commission, all the city council, the mayor, our congressman, Jimmy Patronus, our state representatives, even our Senator Don Gates is invited. We hope everybody comes, and then we'll be a part of that royal processional. So let's take a break. Let's get to the top of the hour. I'm Danny Zimmern.
I'm Hannah Zimmern.
We're sitting in for Andrew McKay, who is on Christmas break, and he probably deserves it, and I hope he's listening wherever he is. So Merry Christmas, everybody, and this is the day after, so let's get it all rolling.
You're listening to